180 degrees. New direction. No time for losing. We must keep fighting because Local 304, we are the champions. Hey, good afternoon, good morning. This is Branch President Ken Hodge with a podcast that kind of deviates from what I normally like to podcast. I feel obligated to just inform members of Local 304 some of the current actions that has presented themselves as roadblocks to me as I try to assist mail handlers in their everyday issues at work. Now I make no bones or don't try to keep it secret that I'm currently suspended. And every time I say that, I have to say total nonsense. But be that as it may, I'm currently suspended from being a fully functioning branch president by the local president, Bit McLemore. Now, let me say this to you. And again, this is how serious my commitment is to the craft. Within the guidelines of this suspension that the local president has had me on for the past 2 years, I still go out of my way to assist members. And I'm trying to put this as politically correct as I can, but I'm going to stop. And here's my issue. I represent mail handlers most times through the EEO process, but still as a branch president of Local 304 Columbus, Ohio. That title I still have. So if anybody's confused, yes, I am suspended, but I am still the elected branch president of my branch. So the local president has me suspended where I can't have any grievance interaction or a lot of other things that don't totally eliminate my authority as branch president. You see, if you think that all the branch president does is grievances, then you totally miss the system. There are a lot of times when just talking to employees, providing guidance to them, that eliminates a grievance. See, that's all part of what I believe the branch president's duties and responsibilities are. And apparently, the local president and I don't see that way. Don't see the same on that issue, excuse me. So nonetheless, I am trying to voice issues of employees to upper management, and I gotta tell you, every time that happens, I'm being met with a roadblock from our plant manager, and that roadblock is, Bip says you're not this, Bip says you're not that. Hey members, listen to what I'm saying. I don't agree, not even the slightest bit, with my suspension, but I have to honor it. So if I'm working within the confines of what my suspension dictates, and I'm still able to help mail handlers, somebody please explain to me why the local president would have a problem with that. It costs the local union $0, zero additional dollars, not 1 ounce of man hours. They do absolutely nothing. But instead of allowing me to help Well, I don't need his permission. But instead of not hindering me from helping members outside of whatever it is that he's trying to provide, so in other words, the member's getting a double shot instead of a shot, that seems to be a problem for him, and he goes out of his way to make sure that the plant manager in Ohio gives me zero union time. Anytime I work with members or work for members, that's my own time. Unless it's EEO, then I get 2 hours of pay period, 4 hours of pay period, I'm sorry. But my point to the podcast is, this is the local president that runs your local. This is what I want you to see, and this is what this podcast is about. It's not about him having the authority to suspend me. What you're really seeing is him exercising or abusing an authority that I really don't believe he has to eliminate me, because he don't want you to get exposed to better leadership. Now, there is no reason why he would make a point to consistently tell a plant manager, don't give me union time. At one point, I was full-time, 40 hours a week union president time. BIP insists, and I'm sure the plant manager takes a certain devious amount of pride in obliging, that I get no union time. Anytime I get to talk to employees, it's either through EEO or you call me at home, it's on my own time. But you know what? I still dedicate that time. Yes, this message is to Branch 304 to let you see another perspective of your local president, Bip McLemore, or let you see what I see, and hopefully you'll understand when I have to say harsh things. Because there is no reason on earth that the local president should be impeding or interfering with my ability to assist members, especially when I'm doing it outside of the parameters of his guidance, so to speak. I know that sounded confusing, but I'm doing it within the confines of my suspension. That's just jealousy, and that's just greed. That just shows the members in Local 304 that you don't have a local president who gives a damn about the quality of your work life. You don't have a local president who's willing to come and address your issues, since apparently he won't allow me to. Yeah, that's what this podcast is about today, and I want members to know that. I'm giving of my time, still providing a service, and I want to say a quality service to members in Columbus, Ohio. And the local president is so, affected by my mere existence, that he insists, to the plant manager that I get no time for that. Anything that I want to address about employee issues, pay me no respect, pay me no mind. Members of 304, that's wrong. That's vicious, and that's not the kind of leadership you need. To Bip McLemore, I want to say to you, you've been weighed, you've been measured, and you, Bip McLemore, have been found wanting. 180 degrees, new direction. That's the movement that's going to come and refurbish or revigorate our local. But as I always say, I like to keep the playing field as even as possible. So the issue that I was attempting to work on that was, you got MHAs who were never given an opportunity to select residual or vacant bids, now being asked to be moved around because they are unassigned regulars. My look at it was from an EEO perspective, and we were attempting to address it. If I were in the union, there would be Article 12 violations, Article 2 violations, but see, I didn't touch those. But since you want to stop me from helping employees, then here, you help them, and I'll check back with the employees and see what the local president has done for those employees, since you won't allow me to do it. Hey, podcast audience. I know I sound a bit frustrated, and I am, because, again, I believe I have the skills and the ability to make a difference in our local. I believe that the local president just will not allow that to happen. So I want you to hang in there with me because, again, I'm going to continue because I believe this is what I am supposed to do. So get used to it because I'm not going anywhere. And I don't mean to sound that angry, but I want you to know when I am offering or being asked to assist in an issue that does not affect the union directly, for the local president to interfere with that and prohibit that from happening, folks, take a look at who you have leading you.